This is Carolina, a program of Tar Heel Topics for your information and entertainment, recorded on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. North Carolina is famous for its range of outdoor drama, from the Lost Colony on the coast to Unto These Hills in the Mountains. The Institute of Outdoor Drama is a part of the campus at Chapel Hill, and this program will highlight some aspects of Tar Heel interest in outdoor drama. This is Mark Arlington, and in the studio with me are Mark Sumner, Director of the Institute of Outdoor Drama at UNC, and Earl Wynn, Professor of Radio, Television, and Motion Pictures, and well known for his work in outdoor drama. Now, Mark Sumner, to get this program going, could you tell us of the types of outdoor drama now being played in the various states of America?
Yes, I'll make a stab at it. There are, of course, many different types of outdoor drama, some outdoor musical comedy using Broadway scripts, some pageants of a local nature and done on a rather limited run basis, and, of course, the large-scale, professionally done historical symphonic drama, which originated here in North Carolina and has spread from North Carolina to Virginia, to Tennessee, to West Virginia, to Kentucky, Illinois, and is now spreading across the country.
That's spreading a long way, but tell me, outdoor drama began here in North Carolina, then with what show?
With The Lost Colony at Manteo, North Carolina. This was in 1937, when the university and the Carolina Playmakers, under the direction of Fred Koch, and the Federal Theater banded together to do a pageant, or a pageant drama, commemorating The Lost Colony at Manteo. The production, which opened in 1937, was something different for outdoor drama in this country, since most of it had been of the pageant type. And I might stop here just a moment to explain the difference between the historical symphonic drama and an outdoor pageant. A pageant, of course...
A pageant, you mean a pageant that runs through a city, a procession?
Well,
this,
no, a pageant more in the keeping of the old masque plays of Shakespearean days, generally done with a narrator, with very little actual acting, done by local non-professional casts, and done for a limited run, usually with the costumes, the script, and all the work done locally to celebrate some local historical situation or perhaps a historical growth of a community. Now, the symphonic drama, of course, uses some of these elements, but it tends to focus on characterization. That is, it is a story about people, and an attempt is made to dramatically, in the sense of the Greeks, develop the struggles within the people and between the people and between the people and their gods. The historical drama, or the symphonic drama, uses, of course, music, dance, and a drama.
Well, this is what the ancient Greeks did then. You mean this was performed in a static place?
Yes, I don't think we could say that outdoor drama started in North Carolina.
No.
American outdoor drama started in North
yes,
Carolina.
Yes, but we can go back a couple of thousand years for symphonic drama.
Very true.
Well, I think Earl Wynn may have a few words to say about our outdoor drama here, because, Earl, you were concerned in The Lost Colony some years ago, weren't you?
Perhaps, Earl, you could, since you worked with The Lost Colony over a period of years, in its formative years, you might tell us, production-wise, some of the differences that occur between indoor production and the outdoor drama production.
First of all, it's outdoors. And as such, plays to many people without the benefit of an enclosure, often without the benefit of means of the human voice being the actor, actually, being projected by any other means except his own voice. In the indoor theater, even in the large indoor theaters, there is the problem of projection, but it isn't nearly as great as it is out of doors.
Tell me, Earl, the first time you ever appeared out of doors, say in The Lost Colony, did you feel lost when you projected, compared with your indoor experience?
Well, it was a difference, and there is a technique that must be developed by anyone who acts for outdoor drama.
Yes. Earl, if I may interrupt here a moment, I know that some of the regular theatergoers, and by that I mean those who attend indoor theater in New York or perhaps community theater in their hometowns and have over a period of years, are sometimes surprised at the production techniques, particularly the acting techniques and the sense of bigness or projection. There's no intimacy, and they often complain, and I just wonder if this isn't the basic reason.
Perhaps it is. But I do know that it is possible, Mark, to give the impression in an outdoor theater to a large audience that the person watching is experiencing a scene which is very human, which is not pageantry, which has a lot of dramatic elements to it that are very moving, that there is great activity because you see so much. I'm thinking, for instance, of the Indian fights in The Lost Colony and the dancing which takes place and the broad scope of this. These elements coming together move an audience from many points of view, it seems
to
me.
I agree, Earl, and to make a point for Mark Arlington here, I think that the themes in the outdoor dramas tend to do just exactly the same thing. Over the past few years, the themes in the Broadway shows, the indoor shows, seem to have been smaller, more tied together with family, implications perhaps of broadness, but the themes themselves are fairly limited. But the moment that we step out into outdoor drama, we step out into big themes as well as big acting and big projection.
That is absolutely right. You cannot have a parochial theme in an outdoor drama.
Yes, and I think our proof of that is in who comes to see the outdoor dramas. Obviously, the theater in New York has priced itself almost out of business to many sections of the public. But even considering that, the group that attends theater in New York is quite different from the group that attends outdoor theater. Even if we assume the campus productions of the Carolina Playmakers or the Lenore Ryan Playmakers up at Hickory, we have a particular group that is interested in and attends the theater. Same would be true of a community theater or a professional touring group in Raleigh. These people may come to see the outdoor drama, and generally do, and are a little surprised by it until they've seen one or two of them. But the big audience, the tremendous audience that comes to outdoor drama, is an audience that does not go to New York. These are people who are attending in family groups. We have small children who are concerned with the show. But we also have grandma and grandpa. We have a tremendously different and more general type of audience that attends these and gains something from the viewing of these shows.
We've been talking about family entertainment for years, but you think this is the ideal family entertainment?
Well, in a sense, it's certainly entertainment, but it's more than that.
It's doing more than this.
It's family identification. It's identification.
It's doing more than this.
It's education, entertainment, all the byproducts of what we think good drama should be.
Yes, and these can be and are, in many instances, exceptionally well done from the point of view of production, direction, acting, lighting, music, electronic sound effects, and all of the things that are involved in going together to make such a drama.
Well, Mark Sumner, could you tell us, why is outdoor drama important to North Carolina?
First, the history of North Carolina, and since the beginnings of the English history of this country, in any case, took place really at Manteo. There is one of the tremendous stories of history that should be preserved. It's almost a celebration, a pilgrimage to attend this production at Manteo, to go through the museums, to be on the very ground where this tremendous tragic story took place. The same is true at Cherokee. There is a tragic story, a very engrossing and entertaining story, that is part of our heritage. We Americans are the way we are, partly because of these things that happen, and understanding them dramatically, which essentially means understanding them emotionally, not just intellectually, is important to us and to our culture. Beyond that, the number of tourists who attend North Carolina's outdoor dramas And in a moment, I might add some of the figures from other states where this movement is growing after having started here. $4 to $5 million a year is brought in during the three summer months by North Carolina's three primary outdoor dramas.
Well, Mark Sumner, as director of the Institute of Outdoor Drama at Chapel Hill, you are no doubt approached by many people with questions on outdoor drama. Now, what is the function of the Institute?
The Institute gives advice to just these people. We try to answer their questions, whether they're doing research for graduate studies, whether they are authors somewhere writing newspaper or magazine articles, or if there are groups that are attempting to stage an outdoor drama of their own. We try to help them. This includes the establishment of a consultation service where we engage people who work in this field and have experience in it to visit the local groups, help evaluate their position, whether it be in a necessity for a playwright or an architect. We try to make sure that they get the answers to their questions and that they get the right answers as far as we can determine. Now, we too are a research agency. We are busy trying to establish basic information on all of the outdoor dramas that have been done in this country. And we are spreading out to examine some of those overseas at this point.
Well, this keeps you pretty busy, too.
Yes, it does, Eric. Yes, it does. I recently, for instance, made a visit to consult with a group in Hunter, New York. And just this past week, I met with a group in Preston, Maryland. This usually, of course, presupposes a certain amount of work on their part, and generally we have correspondence with them and sometimes have sent other consultants up first. The research and development that I was talking about in establishing basic material, information, pictures, blueprints, letters from the people who were involved in outdoor dramas that did not work as to why they did not work in their opinion and so on, as well as trying to develop new playwrights and new playwriting styles, to develop new architectural styles, and to make sure that the latest in electronics equipment is known to all of the producers and potential producers. This is another big aspect of what we do. And then we do try to help in placement. We don't run a direct placement service, yet we indirectly try to make sure that if a company in Kentucky has inquired to us about a competent manager, that they get one that we know has the experience and can do the job.
So you could place people in practically any department of outdoor drama, from writing on to locations? To
this is the way it's worked out, yes.
Well, that certainly must keep the Institute very busy at Chapel Hill.
As I think about it, if I may make a comment, it seems to me that here, North Carolina is the leader in this field.
Exactly.
And this institute is at the University of North Carolina, and it leads in this field in all of the United States. That's number one. Second, it is interested in the conservation and the development of North Carolina, not only economically, but also artistically in terms of the drama. And third, it provides a service for our sister states, not only within shooting distance of North Carolina, but far beyond the borders of North Carolina, and really stands, therefore, as the leader in this. Isn't that so?
Certainly, Earl, and I'm certainly pleased that you brought that up. I'm sure that the listeners all over North Carolina would like to know some of the points that we've discussed on this program. And to close the program, I'd like to say thank you very much, Mark Sumner, for coming along to tell us about these points and Earl Wynn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
This is Carolina, this is Carolina, Carolina, what a wonderful place.
You have been listening to a discussion of outdoor drama with Earl Wynn and Mark Sumner from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Carolina.